Do you know that about one in every three people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com. Hi guys, welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. Doing? How's your week going? There was a holiday on Monday, Labor Day, and I don't know about you, but every time there's a holiday that extends to Monday, I always feel like the week just goes by super fast. Like, I'm going in for work on Monday, and next thing I know it's Friday, so hey, I'm not complaining at all. For some of you who are not having a great week, don't worry, the weekend is almost here, and you guys will be okay. Today we're talking about all things apartments, and I'm sharing with you guys today how I found my first apartment. Now, I love online shopping, so it's not a secret that I found my first apartment online without even going to look it over. I signed the lease online and I moved in, and I did not regret it. And so today I'm going to share with you some of the things that I looked out for while I was searching online. It's very risky to do this, but hey, I did it and it worked for me. I always say that I moved to America, you know, as an international student. I went to school here, and then once I was done with school, I decided to get an apartment. And this was after I got a job offer, by the way. So I live in Nashville right now, and well, the first time I came to Nashville was for a job interview. So I had done a job interview, you know, online over Skype, and then they were like, okay, we're gonna fly you out here to see, meet the team and see how things are going, you know, see if you're a good fit, talk to a few people. And I was like, yeah, great. And by the end of the interview, I think I spent a couple days. When I was leaving, I was like, I think I like it here, you know, I'm actually gonna come back here. So the very next time I came back to Nashville, I was moving my stuff here. So I did all the apartment hunting online. For me, that's not new, because I buy stuff online. Like, I'm one of those people that if I have an occasion coming up, I'm gonna go online. I'm not gonna go to the mall, you know, because I just find it really stressful just going from store to store at the mall trying to find a dress. So I always do everything online, basically. For the most part, I don't have any regrets. You know, a lot of people say that they buy stuff online and they, you know, they end up not liking it or had to return it. People always have bad experiences, but for the most part, you know, for me, it's been okay. So this episode is for everyone out there who is currently living with your parents, or you're living at the dorm, or, you know, you're almost done with school and you're thinking about getting your own place for the first time. I think everyone deserves to get that experience where, you know, you turn the keys to your own apartment for the first time. I think it's a good feeling. I think it's priceless. And so getting the right apartment, you know, would actually make that feeling a whole lot better. But if you get a place that you do not like, that would not be a good feeling. A lot of people ask me, you know, how much should I spend on an apartment? And I think it's a good question, but I don't think it's the right question. I think the right question is, how much can you afford? Even if you have a lot of money, you don't want to throw all your money into paying for rent. The reason is because you have to remember that your quality of life is not about how much money you're paying for rent. Basically, you want to pay for rent and still be able to go on vacation. You don't want to be online just simply liking other people's pictures as they go for vacations. You know, you want to be able to go for vacations as well. But if you get an apartment that you cannot afford, what's going to happen is that you're just going to spend all your time paying rent, you know, and that's not something that you want. So as a rule, one thing that you might want to think of is that you don't want to pay more than one third of your monthly paycheck on rent. And now some people say this is high, but the truth is, if you want all the amenities you might want, it might come at a price, you know. And so even if you're going to pay a premium for your apartment, don't pay over, you know, one third of your paycheck. All right, sometimes you might really want to get a place, but it's way expensive, you might want to consider getting a roommate. You know, that's not something that I consider because, you know, throughout my dorm life, you know, I had a roommate, and then after that, I got a single room. But I always really just wanted my space, you know. And then I have weird habits of waking up super early. It's a little weird if you have a roommate because when I wake up, that's when I start doing stuff. You know, that's when I start moving around papers, you know, making food. You know, it's a little bit weird. So it's always easier for me to not have a roommate, I guess. So there's that. You want to think about rent, and then you want to keep in mind that when you pay rent, you're also going to do other things. You're going to go on vacation, you're going to have fun with your friends, you're going to eat out, you know, you're going to pay for all kinds of insurance. There's renter's insurance. If you have a car, there's car insurance. You know, there are utilities. You have to pay for electricity, gas, water. You have to get internet. You know, these are things to think about, and these are not included. Most places, these are not included in your rent. So you want to think about that when you're actually thinking about how much you want to pay for rent. Is it's not just rent. There are other things that are included. So if you're thinking about renting, what are the things that you need, especially as an international student or even anyone who's thinking about renting? What are the documents that they ask to see? So the documents that I had to show, the first one was proof of employment. Now, whoever's renting to you wants to know that you can pay your rent. That's the most important thing. And so they ask to see a pay stub or an employment letter. So if you've been employed for the first time, you probably haven't gotten your first paycheck yet, but you might have your employment letter, and that's something that you want to show as proof of employment. Okay, so the next thing is they did a credit run. So to get an apartment, you know, you're going to need to have a social security number so they can run your credit. That's if you're in the United States. The next thing that you're going to need is some kind of government issued photo ID. You know, this could be your passport, you know, this could be your driver's license, just to give them a sense of who you are. So when I got the job and I knew how much I was going to be making, I then had a figure in my mind to go by and say, okay, so now I'm going to make it XYZ. How much of this am I going to put to rent every month? And so the first thing I always say is figure out how much you can afford. What are the things that you can't live without? And what are the things that you just want? Don't go too high because you still need money for, you need still to save money, you still need to pay for your bills, you know, you still need to pay back any kind of debt that you might have. So, you know, factor everything in when you're thinking about getting your own place. The next thing I'm going to say is safety. Safety should be number one, but just because I have to put things in a rank, you know, I'm just going to put it number two because you still have to be able to afford wherever you're going to. So number two is safety. So because I haven't lived in Nashville before, I don't know anything about it, I just pretty much went online and typed in where are the safest places to live in Nashville, basically. And, you know, it pretty much gave me a list of places in Nashville that are considered safe. Now, most times, places considered safe are usually the more affluent places in most cases. So rent is generally higher in these places. And so I, you know, wrote these names down and I started looking for apartments, you know, using that list. And the third thing that I wanted to think about was how close is this place to my job? So I did not want to have to commute over 15 minutes. So I wanted the apartment to be close to downtown and I wanted it to be close to my job, but the priority was my job. And so I had to look for an apartment that was close to my job. It doesn't make sense living 1 hour away from your job. It really doesn't, because you're gonna be commuting all the time, you're gonna be spending money on gas. You know, it really doesn't make sense. I mean, for me, it did not make sense at all. If you're living in a mansion 1 hour away, well, maybe that would make sense. But if you're living in a mansion 1 hour away, you still need an apartment close to your job, you know. So distance is a big deal when it comes to where you're gonna live. So the fourth thing that was important to me was the amenities. You know, I love to have a pool. I love to have a washer dryer in the unit. You know, I love to have a gym because I want to be fit. Some people think having an elevator is important to them. It's not that important to me. But if you want to have a doorman, things like this, these are things that you should think about while you're getting your apartment. So if these things are important to you, you might want to go ahead and get a place that has these things included, right? So the amenities are really, really important. Make sure that you're getting a place that has everything that you want. Now, something that I did not know that I needed, but now that I have it, I'm like, it's pretty cool, is valet trash. I know that does not make any sense, and we pay for that, but having someone come by to pick up my trash now has become a luxury. Like, when they don't show up, I'm like, where are they? You know, you know. So that's something that I really appreciate. I did not know that I needed that. You know, I can still walk over and dispose my trash myself. myself, but just having someone pick that up, you know, in front of my apartment every single day, I like that. The fixed thing that you want to think about is you want to think about the terms of the lease. Now, because I wasn't physically in Nashville to look over the apartment and see, you know, how it really was, I had to pay attention to the lease. And I think everyone should. Don't just sign the dotted line. Sometimes, you know, they give you something to sign and you just sign away. You're not looking to see, to fully understand what the lease is saying. So some of the things that you should think about if the rent is prorated. So most times rent is due first of the month, right? But sometimes you don't move in the first of the month. So how are they going to charge that first month? Are they going to charge for the days that you were there? Or are they going to just charge you for the entire month? You should think about that. Something else that you want to figure out is when is rent due and how do they want the payment? You know, that's important as well. You want to get friends over. What's the policy on these things? You want to think about parking. Where do you park? Do you have a lot of parking? Or, you know, is there assigned parking? Stuff like that. You know, you want to talk about pet policy. You know, do you have a cat? Do you have a dog? What's the fee on that? You know, what is the deposit that you're supposed to pay for everything? You know, so think about these things. One tip that I'll definitely give is sometimes your place of employment will give you a lot of benefits. Like maybe they'll waive the application fee. They might waive some deposits if you forget an apartment. You know, they might actually have a deal where you don't pay the first month of rent depending on where you work. And so that's something that you want to bring up really quickly to see if you have any of these benefits. Number six is space. So I know that I need a lot of closet space. It's important to look at the dimensions of the apartment, make sure that it's big enough for you. Look at the dimensions, make sure that, you know, the space is not too small, because eventually you moved in there, you signed a lease for 1 year. Breaking your lease costs money. If you can go to see the space, that's way better. If not, pay attention to the dimensions. So number seven is for people who actually can go see the apartment. For me, I kind of didn't know this. I just signed the lease and hope for the best, but it's not the best way. Number seven is you actually have to go see the apartment and listen for noise. I know it's crazy, but you have to listen for noise. If your apartment is super noisy, you're going to be cranky living there. So you have to go there, and don't go there when people are at work, people are at school. Try to go there when the kids are back from school, people are back from work, because you want to hear the actual noise around your apartment. I visit my friend from time to time, and one of the things that she's very upset about is the guy who lives above her. This guy has a nasty habit of, he just decided to start learning how to play the drum set, and he does that when he comes home from work. And sometimes he starts at 9 p.m. You know, she's reported several times, but he just makes noise, you know. And then every time he brings a girl home, she's just holding her breath because she can hear everything. You know what I mean? So you want to get a feel for the noise where you live. If the walls are really thin, you're going to hear everything your neighbors are talking about. You're going to hear the arguments. You're going to hear everything. And so being able to gauge that noise level is super important. Now, that's something that I did not do, but it's super important. All right. I got lucky because I moved into a place and I've never heard my neighbors. Everyone has dogs, but for some reason I don't hear them, you know, so that I got lucky. But if you can, when you go to look at your new apartment, listen for noise. What I then did was that I read reviews online. You can go to ratemylandlord.com. You know, I use Trulia a lot and I use apartments.com a lot. And so I could read reviews on what people think about the apartment. Now, the truth is a lot of people leave reviews when they're upset. Unfortunately, people are more motivated to leave a review when they've had a really bad experience. Like, but they're always a faithful people who always leave a review, whether they like it or not. And these are the people that you really depend on to figure out if you really want to live in an apartment. Read reviews, especially if you can't go physically to see the apartment space. You want to read what people are saying on different apartment, you know, search websites. You want to find that apartment that you've been looking at on different apartment websites, and then read reviews to figure out what people are saying about the apartment. All right. If you really, really can't go to look for an apartment and you're moving to a new city, you can use rental agents. Actually, that's a good idea if you have a little money to spend, because these rental agents, they already know the best places to live in town. They know where it's safe. They give them a list of what you need, and they can pick out an apartment for you pretty easily, you know, based on what you want. And so using a rental agent is something that I could have done if I had extra money, but at the time I was just graduating, you know, so I didn't have all that extra money, so I resorted to looking online. And I think the most important thing is, once you do get your apartment, don't hoard. You know, don't start to pick things. And I've seen people do this where they get apartments and then they start looking for every free item like that people are giving out, and they're filling their homes with these things. Now, your apartment is like a canvas, all right? Take your time to paint the picture that you really, really want. You know, there are certain things that I got in my apartment that I was like, wow, I can do that. You know, one thing to think about is, what is allowed in my apartment? Can I make holes in the walls? Can I paint? You know, things like that. And so when you read the lease and you figure out what you can change and what you can bring in, you can then become really creative about what you want to do with the space. You know, there are things that I actually did in my apartment that I was like, wow, this is mind-blowing, you know. And so like stuff like, I found this really cool wallpaper that you can just stick on the wall instead of painting the walls, and it looks really great. It looks like you painted the walls. And the cool thing about it is, if I do want to change the color at some point, or the pattern at some point in the season, all I have to do is just peel that off and put a new one right on. So I created a list of some ideas of things that I used that I got from Amazon to decorate my apartment. And so if you want to see this, of course, go to my website, www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com, and you can see all the awesome things that I put together in my first apartment. Now, so take your time and paint that canvas to your desired picture. Don't be in a hurry to throw things in there, because that's your space. That's the place you call home. And so you want to take your time and just bring things in that you really, really like, because you're going to be spending, you know, a good amount of time in your space. So make sure it's comfy, make sure it's homey, you know, make sure when you open the door every day to your home, to your apartment, you're saying, yeah, this is home. All right, so I created a list of awesome finds on Amazon that, you guys already know I love shopping online, so I got most of my apartment things on Amazon. And so I've created that list of awesome things that I got off Amazon. I think these are ideas that would really go a long way to making your space look very unique and very homey. All right, guys, so if you have questions, if you have comments, please go ahead and visit my website, talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com, or you can visit my social media pages on Facebook and Instagram, African Princess in America. If you have questions about things that I did, you know, what I looked out for, things like that, I'll be very happy to help you. All right, guys, we've come to the end of this episode. Go ahead and have a great rest of the week. Remember to leave me your feedback, your comments. Have a great rest of the day. Bye-bye.